NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast, Wednesday morning, March 18th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
Biomed news breaks. Nutriband Inc. secures Costa Rica approval for kinesiology tape line. Nutriband Inc. has received approval from the Costa Rica Ministry of Health for its kinesiology tape line, allowing for import and sale. Innomedica CCB will manage the regulatory process and distribution. The company plans to increase marketing efforts for both its kinesiology tape products and mosquito repellent patch line with Innomedica's support.
Investor news breaks. Volition RX Limited, NYSE American VNYX, reports breakthrough in liquid biopsy with over 99% cancer DNA purity. Volition RX Limited, NYSE American VNRX, has made a significant breakthrough in liquid biopsy technology, achieving over 99% purity in isolating circulating tumor-derived DNA. The company's CaptureSeq TM platform successfully distinguishes cancer DNA from healthy cell-free DNA in blood samples, with strong early validation results and no false positives. This advancement could revolutionize multi-cancer early detection and disease monitoring, with a potential market value of approximately $36 billion.
Cess Innovations SSI Mantra Surgical Robotic System approved for telesurgeries in Indonesia and the Philippines. Cess Innovations International Inc. announces approval for telesurgeries in Indonesia and the Philippines with their SSI Mantra Surgical Robotic System. Over 150 successful telesurgeries have been performed, highlighting the system's advanced capabilities. The company's upcoming Global Multispecialty Robotic Surgery Conference in April will feature live telesurgeries showcasing the SSI Mantra. For more information, visit ssinon.com.
Hand and upper extremity care specialist Dr. Alejandro Badia to host exclusive consultation meet and greet event in Lima, Peru. Patients in Peru can access world-class orthopedic expertise as Dr. Alejandro Badia, a renowned hand and upper extremity specialist, hosts an exclusive in-person consultation event in Lima. Titled Exclusive Meet and Greet with Dr. Badia in Lima, Peru, this event offers personalized guidance, potential diagnoses, and treatment options for conditions affecting the hand, wrist, elbow, or shoulder. Space is limited, so early scheduling is recommended. For more information, visit Dr. Badia's website.
Type 2 diabetes risk varied widely among adults 18 to 40 with prediabetes. Adults aged 18 to 40 with prediabetes face varying risks of developing type 2 diabetes, with those having high fasting glucose levels and other risk factors at the highest risk. Research suggests tailored prevention approaches may be more effective than a one-size-fits-all strategy. Lifestyle changes and, in some cases, medications like GLP-1RA could help mitigate risks. The study's findings were presented at the American Heart Association's EPI Lifestyle Scientific Sessions 2026 in Boston.
Extra belly weight, not BMI, was a stronger predictor of heart failure risk, inflammation. New research presented at the American Heart Association's EPI Lifestyle Scientific Sessions 2026 suggests that excess belly weight, not BMI, is a stronger predictor of heart failure risk. Central obesity, indicated by waist size, was found to be more strongly associated with heart failure risk than overall body weight. Inflammation plays a key role in this relationship, with about one quarter to one third of the link between abdominal fat and heart failure risk explained by inflammation.
Biomed news breaks. NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc. receives FDA feedback on bioequivalence for ketamine product. NRx Pharmaceuticals announced FDA feedback on bioequivalence for its ketamine product, with no deficiencies identified in its abbreviated new drug application. The company's preservative-free formulation, excluding benzethonium chloride, shows promise for safety and stability. VenRx continues to pursue regulatory pathways for broader therapeutic use, anticipating approval in summer 2026. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Tiny Jim's Breaks Aragenix Inc., NYSE American, OGEN files 2025 Form 10-K and provides operational update. Aragenix Inc., NYSE American, OGEN has filed its 2025 Form 10-K, detailing operational progress and key milestones achieved last year. The company highlighted restored NYSE American compliance, a successful capital raise of $16.50 million, and advancements in its drug manufacturing and ONB-002 program. Aragenix is now focusing on initiating Phase 2A trials in Australia and expanding its CNS pipeline in 2026.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.